whites are a minority in San Antonio, so you'd have to say that would be the most concentrated white area.
Which?
The Northeast.
Okay.
And way out north. And then around on the south side is, it's also white, but it's like the neighborhood that was the place to be 30 years ago. People were moving north as they are now south.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, vice versa, they were moving south as they are now north.
Okay.
And on the west side is the lower class people that are both socially and economically. And there's the Mexican Americans and mostly.
Okay. Where do most of the blacks live?
I don't think there is a really concentrated town. I mean, you know, one part of town. That outside of Fort Sam Houston on the downtown side is a pretty large area that's mostly black. But otherwise they're, like, in Alamo Heights, they're just mixed in with other people.
Mm-hmm. And Alamo Heights is where now?
Alamo Heights is out on the northeast side.
Okay. Well,
although it is a little city itself, but it's surrounded by San Antonio.
Yeah, okay. Have you ever heard of Kenwood?
No.
Okay. Let me see. Are there any, other than Mexican-Americans and blacks, is there any other nationality or, you know, ethnic group that's identifiable that lives together? Like, is there a place where the Jewish people live together or
no.
The Italians or?
No, there's no other great social or cultural subdivision.
Okay, okay.
I don't think.
Okay. You know, the Mexican-Americans, the ones that own businesses,
mm-hmm.
Do they have their own kind of little separate downtown, or if they're going to have businesses, are they also sort of mixed in with the whites?
They're mixed in, because right out across the street from North Star Mall is a store that has been downtown for a long time called La Feria, and they're pretty famous for their bridal shop, and it's right out with the malls.
I'd like to go look at that. I see it. I know where that is. I'd like to go in. Do they have leather stuff?
They have a nice bridal shop.
Uh-huh.
And then they have
clothes. Bridal, like brides.
Like brides, like wedding gowns.
I was thinking like Western store. Okay.
I'm sorry.
There's no difference in the pronunciation, though. I mean, for mine, anyway.
Mine either. So, and they have clothes and maybe a budget shop or like a, you know, clothing department store.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not planning to get married next year, so anyway. But my husband's probably not planning on either. So I guess I won't.
Go to another bridal shop.
Right, I don't have immediate need for one. Okay, in the suburbs that are out around the outside of San Antonio, are they mostly white or what?
They're mostly white.
Okay. Who are the richest people in San Antonio? Are they white or what?
Most of them are white, and they would live in the northeast section, and either the old rich, well, I have to go back to the section that's right south of downtown. It's, you know, like a block from, it's about three blocks from the tower, so that's kind of close to downtown.
The King William area, which you call
it? The King William area between 1860 and 1920. That was the place to live, and then in the 40s it became pretty run down.
Yeah.
And the minimum housing, or minimal, whatever it's right word for it, housing people went in there and started looking at houses and see if they were safe, and it was these people that are out there and bought one of these houses and spent every Saturday out there working on this old house.
Uh-huh.
They're the ones that got real upset because they're saying that their house is in a, you know, slum-type neighborhood. And
yeah.
I guess it was somewhere around 1968 that the Conservation Society got the city council or whoever has to pass it.